help themselves. And as I find myself at one of life's many junctions, I look to the tracks and find rust. This train line has long since been forsaken by God, so I must turn to you, my fellow man, for the answers which ferry us through this mortal coil. Hello, caller. You're on with Help Self Podcast. How can you help me?
Hello there, longtime listener, first-time caller, and sometime advisor here. After hearing your last episode, I've got to ask, have you tried putting it in rice?
Interesting thought, miss.
You can call me Ash.
Ash who?
Gesundheit.
Well, Miss Gesundheit, I can't say I have. Rice has long since been used in many cultures for many different purposes. In some Chinese myths, it's believed that when being pursued by a vampire, the best escape is to spill a bag of rice. The vampire must then count every grain before they continue the chase. I often think of my own personal impediments as these grains, halting progress until they are accounted for.
It's also great for absorbing water, so it might help bring your phone back to life.
Indeed it might, Miss Gesundheit. We'll get to the bottom of this and apply our dear caller's suggestion. Stick around after the break to hear the results.
Noise! Use code HELPSELF for a 50% markup.
Before the break, Miss Gesundheit suggested that I immerse phone in rice in an attempt to remove the water and bring her back to life. Now, this was a bit tricky.
Oh my god, Tess! Have you seen? Oh my god, I was in the yard and Phone's grave is all dug up. It's just awful.
Please welcome my roommate, Jill. She wishes to remain anonymous.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
No, really, it's okay. It's healthy to feel your grief. If you bring forth what is within you, what's within you will save you.
My fucking cat just died, Tess, and I didn't bury her deep enough, and now she's just some mutt's dinner. Can you help me look for her?
Of course, as soon as I finish this broadcast.
Thank you.
I didn't want to get Jill's hopes up before we revealed the results of Miss Gesundheit's suggestion. It's very possible the rice has absorbed the water in Phone's lungs. Let's check. It seems that Phone did not bring forth what was within her. She is still dead. Oh, my dear listeners, it seems I find myself in quite the predicament. I had only the best intentions in unearthing Phone, but it seems that I've only served to upset Jill and fill her cat with rice. I must entreat you for help once again. How should I dispose of Phone now? It seems we have a caller. You're on with Help Self Podcast. How can you help me?
You know, I once, Jeffrey, by the way, but you can call me Dick. I once found myself in a very similar situation to what you've gone and found yourself in.
Thank you. It's nice to know that I'm not alone. I've heard it said.
Yeah, well, what we done was, well, I should start by saying that I'm part of the Game and Wildlife Commission of Gainesville County, and we deal with dead animals all the time. We bin them, burn them, but mostly we baste them.
Baste them? Can you elaborate?
Baste them. If the killer's fresh and not too tire-tracky, we are big fans of reducing waste. We clean them up, cook them down, and they taste just like any other meat. You've already filled that cat with rice, you might as well remove the hair and stew her up.
She was a hairless cat.
All the better. All I'm saying is, your roommate ain't gonna want to find Phone all torn up. It's best for closure's sake that she stomach the loss.
Thank you, Dick. I'll take this suggestion to heart. And thank you, listeners, for listening to this episode of Help Self. Tune in next episode to hear how I help my roommate Jill and Phone find closure. If you have any suggestions alternative to Dick, then please call them in for a chance to be on the show. Thank you, listeners, and good night, good morning, good afternoon, and good morrow.
Advice can be given at 323-609-7078. That's 323-609-7078.